Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Anya's with us on the line today. You might explain to listeners, Anya, why you got in touch.
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thank you very much for allowing us to use your show as a platform to make this plea. My situation is... My nephew, Keane Cleary, left Dublin yesterday morning at 6:15 a.m. Keane is not able-bodied. He's fully dependent on a wheelchair. And the normal process to get Keane on a flight to go anywhere is he is transported onto the plane. They transfer him onto an apparatus to then do a lift on and lift off to his aircraft seat. At that point, he hands over his wheelchair to the support services at Ryanair, to make sure that his wheelchair, it doesn't go into the hold with normal luggage, it goes in with more fragile luggage to arrive and be at his destination when he's lifted off at his arriving airport. Yesterday, my sister and Keane arrived in Lisbon to be told his wheelchair didn't arrive. They were on a Ryanair flight from Dublin to Lisbon. The Ryanair staff in Lisbon had very little interest and made the complaint that it was their colleagues in Dublin, Ryanair Dublin. They had no phone number to contact their colleagues in Dublin. They could only call their colleagues via email. After 3 hours at Lisbon Airport, my sister eventually got a transport wheelchair, which is a wheelchair not for Keane's needs because he's got a very high injury, you know, from chest level. So it is a wheelchair that would bring someone with poor mobility from A to B. They get him that wheelchair to get him to my accommodation. We spent all day yesterday trying to contact Ryanair. And Andrea, you did a show a few weeks ago about customer service and everyone's talking about chatbots and what have you.
That's right.
We spent all day yesterday on chatbox, on the main number. We were on hold for an hour 20 and in the end we just gave up. We got a number from Ryanair Lisbon to tell us, you know, just keep contacts on that, but they said still no word from their colleagues in Dublin. This morning my sister contacted Lost and Found at Dublin because Keane was very upset, as you can imagine. That is his lifeline, his wheelchair.
And it's his whole mobility and accessibility.
Exactly. And to have a new one, you don't go to a shop and buy a new wheelchair for him. It's 6 months in the making and he would have nothing. So he spent a terrible day yesterday upset. And this morning we decided to ring Lost and Found in Dublin, spoke to this lovely lady, Selena, and she said to us, I'm not going to ring anyone. She said, I'm going to get up and contact people here in the airport and see what I can find out for you. She found out after about 2 hours that Keane's wheelchair was sent to Leeds Bradford yesterday, came back to Dublin last night. To this point, nobody has contacted us from Ryanair to give us this story. And we are still trying to contact Ryanair Dublin, still no possibility. Mm-hmm. I know your colleague also intervened to contact Ryanair.
That's right.
No
we've
success.
Tried to. Now, I should say we have reached out all right on you to Ryanair and I they're looking into this, I think, for us. So as soon as we get anything, or maybe they might do before the end of the show, we'll certainly bring that to you and be in touch. So right now, you're in Lisbon with your sister and with your nephew, Keane. So is Keane just...
lying in bed waiting because, you know, he needs his wheelchair, it's his lifeline. And also... being in another wheelchair has consequences for his skin and his general well-being. You know, so you get the sore pressures and skin problems, you know, that happens if you don't have your normal wheelchair.
Yeah.
And that would bring about even worse consequences for him. But, you know, so far with Ryanair, Lisbon, they're not interested because the item never left Dublin to come to Lisbon.
They never got it. Lisbon never got the wheelchair, by the sounds of what you're saying.
No. And, you know, I contacted the Ryanair website, saw the email from Michael O'Leary. The email on the website is incorrect. It comes back as non-deliverable. So we've tried every avenue possible and lost and found in Dublin. You know, at least Selena did her best to get to the end of the situation. But we still don't have the wheelchair and we still have no idea if his wheelchair will arrive this afternoon in the next Dublin-Lisbon flight with Ryanair.
And there is one today, is there? Is there on you that
there
you're aware
is,
of? So you'd have to hope
that... Andrew. Yeah, I'm pleading that to Ryanair Dublin that they take note and put this wheelchair on the flight.
Well, hopefully they'll hear you here today, Anya. And as I said, we've certainly got in touch. And look, in fairness, you know, I should say anytime we've got onto them before, you know, I would hope and would be confident, you know, that you'll hopefully hear something. But in the meantime, it means that you're there with your sister and with Cian. Tell me, what age is Cian, Anya?
Cian is 34 and he had an accident about 13, 14 years ago when he was 21. And he has a very high injury. So like his wheelchair is his lifeline. And this breaks my heart. But I've seen Cian upset twice in my life. The day he was told he would never walk again. And yesterday he was so upset all day yesterday. And that you can't portray to Ryanair, you know. You can't portray that to an answer machine where your service is very important. Just please hold on after an hour and 30 minutes.
But the chatbot is not going to realise the importance of this, you know. So effectively,
this has no monetary value. This is his lifeline.
Not sure,
and yesterday we were just referred to make a claim, and then you're asked the value of the item when you purchase it. We're not dealing with baggage or a diamond ring or a ring or a Louis Vuitton bag. We're dealing with a wheelchair, which is for him part of his body.
He's effectively stranded at the minute, Anya.
Yeah, he's absolutely stranded. And, you know, I'm just pleading with Ryanair Dublin to take control of the situation now. Clearly, there's been a breakdown of process and procedures, but we need someone to take action, get the wheelchair on the next flight to Lisbon so at least he has it. And, you know, apologies and whatever can come afterwards. Mm. Right now, we need his wheelchair.
And am I right that Cian was going over with his mum, your sister, to you live in Lisbon, is that right?
I live in Lisbon. Lovely, yeah. Post-surgery and they were coming over to see me. So normally, you know, Cian tries to live as normal a life as possible in this situation. So he travels a lot to see his sister in the UK and elsewhere. And, you know, experiences like this would put off anyone off flying in the future.
But and by the sounds of it, he's, you know, if he's flying a lot, he's, you know, obviously there hasn't been issues like this before. Yeah. He knows how the whole
system
works.
And when the wheelchair goes airside to the aircraft before he's lifted on, you know, they normally give him the cushion of his wheelchair to his mum or his whoever's with him. And they got that yesterday. And you always remind them, you know, the wheelchair has to go on, you know, but we know the process and we do everything that's possible to make sure, but you can't stay there and stand until you see them physically put the wheelchair in the hole because he has to be in his seat before, you know, and there's pressure with Ryanair or any aircraft to take off in time slots, etc.
So you're just, I suppose, in the first instance, you really just want somebody from Ryanair to get in touch with
action.
the Dublin branch. Yeah.
To take action. Yeah, we want Ryanair. Dublin is their responsibility. Mm. It's their mistake. And we want them now to rectify it and get the wheelchair on the next flight.
And do you know when the next flight is?
It's today at 1 o'clock and it lands here around 4 p.m.
So as of right now, at 20 plus 1, you don't know if the wheelchair is on that flight or not, Anya?
No, we don't. No,
hopefully.
I mean, there's no communication. Pure lack of communication with Ryanair Dublin. And you know, Andrea, there's ways and means, you know, with the app, they could contact the mum or Cian through the app or through email and say it's on the flight. Then you've got the security, it's coming.
Well, then you know when
Or yesterday to know where it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, reassurance. It's called communication. They're a service provider and it's called communication, just communicating with your customer.
Well, look, please God on you, you'll get word, you know, in the next few minutes or so. As I said, we've reached out to Ryanair for you. We'll keep on top of it for you as well. Yeah. Not at all. Yeah. And look, we hope your Cian's reunited with the wheelchair fairly soon too, you know. But thanks a million on you for getting in touch and sharing your story. That's on you there in Lisbon, talking about her nephew, Cian, and his situation with Ryanair. And as I said, if we get that statement or any update from Ryanair, we'll certainly bring that to you. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.